Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to find and develop leadership talent so they consistently exceed expectations. So I am super excited to introduce Ken Volpert. Now, Ken has built diverse teams that consistently exceed expectations for nearly 30 years. His last 26 years were with Vanguard, where he built up the bond indexing business from a $1 billion business with two portfolios to a $750 billion business with global investment teams and more than 80 portfolios. He ran the investment team in London from 2014 to 2018 when he retired from the industry and moved to California. Ken now works independently through his own firm, Passion Coaching and Consulting. He helps executives and their teams excel. In addition, he publishes a weekly leadership blog at passioncoaching.org. Now, Ken has a Bachelor of Science in Finance from the University of Illinois and an MBA from the University of Chicago, and he's a chartered financial analyst. Now, Ken currently resides in Santa Monica, California with his wife. Well, welcome, Ken. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm really excited to be a part of it. Thank you.
And I just love how you're doing something that really every corporation strives for, building and creating teams that work better together so that really everyone succeeds. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm really excited to be able to talk a little bit about more about what I do, but it's been really exciting.
And you had such a long and healthy and successful career with Vanguard. Exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching and consulting practice?
Yeah, when I retired from Vanguard and really from the investment industry, I was really exploring what I wanted to do with the second half of my life, so to speak. What I found is the years, the last decade or so when I was leading leaders was a very fulfilling time for me and a very exciting time. Mm-hmm. And it was great to see leaders succeed. And as I kind of evaluated more what I wanted to do in the next decade or two, I found that coaching leaders was really where my passion was. So that's why I started passioncoaching.org.
Yeah, that's great. I just love that, how you refined your focus and identify what was really bringing you that sense of fulfillment. Obviously, you helped the corporation, you know, Vanguard itself, realize an incredible growth and success, but it sounds like you really gained your alignment and your sense of fulfillment by working with the leadership teams and the leadership themselves. So yeah, that's great. And I realize, you know, you've been building teams of A players for nearly 30 years, which is really impressive. But how long have you had your own coaching and consulting practice? And has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the coaching business was started last year, Passion Coaching. Okay. I've taken a number of coaching classes. Of course, I had coached leaders for decades. But the business itself of my own business was started last year. And the way it's evolved, I would say it's moving from coaching individual leaders to coaching the leaders and their teams is really where my passion is more in the direction that I want to move the coaching practice to.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It takes the expertise that you have and you've developed over so many years into areas that really up-level the entire corporation. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense, the way that you're evolving and refining the direction of the work that you do. So, well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in launching your own business?
Well, there's a lot of fears that come when you launch your own business. You know, there's the fear of really how to get the business up and going. You know, it's creating the website, creating all the infrastructure, if you will, to be able to run the business. Of course, then going public with it and trying to approach your network for clients and starting to build that business. I mean, so there's a lot of those kinds of challenges that come for sure as you start your own business.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of skills that didn't come necessarily with putting out that name. Yes. Here's the manual that comes along with that. There are a lot of different ways to build your own business, and it can seem quite overwhelming when you're first stepping out of such a long and successful career working within the container, if you will, or the box of another business. It does take a lot of courage. And it's interesting to hear you say one of the biggest things that you've had to overcome was fear. You know, you have so much success working for another corporation. Well, what did you do to, you know, overcome that fear and gain that confidence to just do it, to go and put yourself out there? Can you share maybe a technique or something that was supportive of that?
Yes. Last year, 2020, when I was getting the business up and going, I was taking some classes as well on coaching to be a better coach even than I had been in the workplace. And coaching is a little different than managing people. I mean, there's asking a lot more questions. It's really trying to get people to explore their own passions in a deeper way rather than tasks. And so in taking some of those courses, actually, it led to opportunities to coach other peers within the class, peer-to-peer coaching, which gave me more and more confidence as a coach as I worked through that practice. But there was also another class that I took that was called The Successful Coach that laid out a lot of a timeline of things to do to get the business up and running. Mm-hmm. I talked about developing the website, creating the name, registering the business, doing all those things. And so having that kind of schedule and guidance and coaching, you know, within that class from the instructor actually enabled me to move forward and get a lot of the things done that needed to get done to get the business up and running. Yeah. So the combination of those classes, I think, was what was really helpful to me.
Right. Yeah. That does really take away a lot of that fear, because a lot of fear is based on the unknown. And so if you have a clear roadmap or blueprint or something to lean into where you don't have to reinvent the wheel, that always creates confidence, or helps at least in building some confidence. So yeah.
And you're doing it with other people who are kind of going through the same process. Plus you have an instructor who you can ask questions of, can give you some guidance and direction. So that's very helpful.
Yeah. That's great. Well, Ken, you're obviously an expert here at helping really bring out the best in leaders and their teams. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
I think I do have challenges for sure. I would say what's worked really well has been connecting with some of people who really know me, my existing network, and through that, being able to explore what roadblocks they may be facing that's keeping them from getting to where they want to get to. And I think they understand then that coaching can help them get there. So that's been very, very good. I think what's been a challenge has been one of the things I want to do is work more with the leader, CEOs in their teams, or very senior leaders in larger corporations in their teams, to make their teams more effective. And so making those connections at the corporate level has been more of a challenge for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I can definitely understand that. I sat in a corporate role for 6 years, and there are protocols and processes, and you don't just start knocking on any doors. But yeah, I'd love to provide you with a little insight into maybe a technique or two to utilize that would help you develop your business more at that level, if you'd like.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Sure. So, you know, it's interesting, even though, you know, like human resources likes to be the gateway for bigger learning and development decisions, you know, that they're bringing into their organization. And that's the proper procedure is to, when you're bringing in something that will impact the corporation itself, right? Versus working with one individual, maybe on a personal business level. And so understanding the protocol and the processes within a corporation is really important to gain buy-in of your proposal. But the thing is, in order to create leverage, if you will, or just really understand some of the individual or specific needs that the corporation has for having a team that is performing at a higher level, what's really beneficial is to reach out and have a conversation, or if these are existing clients that you do have that you're now wanting to work with the teams and you understand it's a little bit different process, or maybe it's a separate corporation from your existing clients. I don't know all the details. Obviously, you're wanting to help as many corporations as possible, but what's really beneficial is to have a conversation with one of the leaders about how it might make their role easier or how it might be beneficial to achieve these higher goals if they had a team that was functioning more efficiently or in alignment or whatever the terminology that you use. And so what I'm recommending here is that you have some introductory conversations, knowing that the process is probably to go through HR, you know, human resources or the learning development director. But it's really important to get inside the nitty-gritty of how the corporation is facing some objectives that maybe aren't being met, or to get the buy-in of a leader that is wanting a team that performs at a higher level and exceeds expectations. So you work both sides. You have somebody from the inside that is really wanting to have a higher performing team, and they can be what's called a champion for you and assist in getting your proposal approved. Or they can direct you to, oh, you need to talk to this specific person. They'll give you more insight as to how to go about getting your proposal approved, or at least in front of the right people. Is that making sense? Or, you know, what I'm recommending is to have these conversations based on your tenure, based on your expertise and your obvious success that you've had for so many years. You can easily create a reason to have a conversation with one of the leaders and then talk to them about how would it help the corporation if the team, not just the leadership, but the entire team was functioning more efficiently. What are some of the goals that you are looking to achieve this year? And so gaining that insight information helps you create a proposal that is more specific to the corporation. And then when you go through their normal protocol, like I said, through whether that's HR or learning and development, whatever the process is, then your proposal is really spot on. You know, it's really addressing the specific needs of the corporation instead of talking more generalized.
I think that's very helpful, Wendy. Thank you.
Okay,
I think the the discussion with the insight champion, as you described, I think is really helpful, and how that can help me in terms of designing the proposal for them. I think that's an excellent idea. So thank you.
Good. Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll help move the needle for you next time you're reaching out to a company or a corporation and talking about, you know, the impacts of your work. So, and I'm curious here, and speaking of the impact of your work, we've been impacted by the pandemic right? In so many different ways. And corporations have been impacted in so many different ways. And then, and their employees, my goodness, we've heard of so many furloughs and, you know, certain verticals, certain industries being hit extremely hard, while other verticals have been impacted with a huge need, right? There have been the feast or famine. Some corporations have lost a lot of their revenue, while others have been taxed with high productivity and high demands. Can you talk a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Sure. Yeah, I think one of the greatest challenges that leaders have had with the pandemic has been the culture and kind of communication of the team with each other. Because they're not present with each other like they were in the past, it's made it very challenging for them to feel connected with each other.
Right.
And so a lot of the coaching that I'm doing these days is really how, when they're working from Zoom, can they stay engaged with their team and really help the team stay engaged with each other. So I'm encouraging them to make out calls to their team members in without an agenda, with just seeing how they're doing, how are things really getting into just how are they doing as a person, not about the work-related stuff, but in the midst of all the challenges that people are facing, how are they doing as a person right now? And I think that's so important to keep people connected with each other as a team. And also some of the teams are doing like a lunch with the leader on Zoom, and there's not an agenda. And it's really just a chance for the team to ask anything about what's going on within the company and within the organization. And, you know, chance for people to just talk about how they're doing with their family and the environment that they're living in. Just a chance for people to just connect with each other outside of getting the job done and talking about the details of the work.
Yes. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, because that feeling of isolation and suddenly working in your own little space versus a part of this synchronized team that is ebbing and flowing through a corporate building or offices and that kind of thing, to being siloed and trying to still feel that sense of belonging or unity and community. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. Compassion first. So well, Ken, how do you work with executive leaders who want to finally have teams that are aligned, positive, and dedicated? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure, Wendy, I'd be happy to. So when I first meet with the client or for the first discussion, even actually before the first discussion, I'll send out a new client information form, which has them, you know, really think through their own situation, the challenges they're facing, the obstacles they're facing in the workplace, but also more broadly. There are a lot of times there's leaders that have issues in other aspects of their life that could require some coaching, some help to overcome obstacles. So that form gives a chance to really talk about a broad range of things that are impacting their life and also give me a sense for, you know, them as a person. And so when we have our first discussion, we kind of work through that document and really try to understand where they are currently and where ultimately they want to be, what the destination. Coaching, the whole idea of coaching comes from Stagecoach, which takes you from here to there. And so the whole coaching process is really where they are right now and where they want to be 2 years, 5 years down the road, and how they can get there and helping them to get there and cross that distance. And so from those first meetings, we come up with what are the particular areas that they want to focus on. And then we start working on coaching them and trying to get them to understand themselves better and really how they can be their authentic self as a leader of their team and within their organization. And I think the more authentic they are as a person, the more they really feel like they're able to express their true self within their team, the more effective they are as a leader, and ultimately the more effective the team is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, I love that philosophy around just bringing that individualized person to life. You know, they're not just simply a part of the entire process and one of the entities, but, you know, who is that person and what's their authentic self, and how can we increase their their impact, their influence and productivity yet align with that unique individual. So yeah, that makes total sense. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, so there's a number of ways. One is through my website, which is called passioncoaching.org. And on that website, you can set up an inquiry appointment, a 30-minute free consultation just to talk about your situation and whether or not coaching is right for you. Mm-hmm. Also can be reached at ken@passioncoaching.org or through LinkedIn. Again, Kenneth Volpert. I think there's only one of us on LinkedIn, Kenneth Volpert. So you'll be able to see me on there. And also that's where I post stuff from my blog as well as on the website.
Okay.
So those are some ways to contact me. And again, as I say, the blog is actually on the website, passioncoaching.org. I've been going through 10 tips on growing great teams.
Nice.
And I've gone through 7 of the 10. I got 3 more to go.
Okay.
And then we'll move on to another series. So do check out the blog.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay. So that's passioncoaching.org. And that's where they can find the blog as well as do you have a link or a tab where they can book one of these consultation calls?
Yes, there's a link there to make an appointment where you can, and there's a 30-minute inquiry call option, which maps right to my calendar. So it gets set up right on my calendar. You know, you can just check your own schedule, find out what works for your schedule, and just see that it works on my schedule and go ahead and book it.
Okay.
And then we'll have a chat.
Yeah, easy enough. Sounds like it'd be a great conversation to have. So, and you're also active on LinkedIn. So that's Kenneth Volpert on LinkedIn, right?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, Ken. And, you know, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here and just letting us hear about your business journey and, you know, how you have up-leveled and taken this expertise that you've gained over 20 years, nearly 30 years, and now reaching out and helping so many different corporations. But if I could tap on you, you know, one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, I would encourage them to connect with either a class or what, you know, there's a lot of these things that are called mastermind groups or other kind of groups of people who are trying to start their own business as well, where you're able to share best practices with each other. You're able to provide accountability for each other to keep moving forward and to be encouraged by each other. I think that's so important. I mean, the successful coach class that I mentioned earlier was so helpful to me to provide the structure that I needed and the accountability that I needed to keep moving forward. And then also to be in a class with a bunch of other people who are doing the same thing and in the same, you don't feel like you're alone. You don't feel like you feel like you're part of a group that's moving in a direction. And I think that's really helpful. And the other thing I would say is the blog has been really helpful once you get set up to start building the brand, to really start thinking with an open mind around new ideas and to be open, you know, just open-minded in terms of growth mindset in terms of exploring how to be better at what you're doing, mm-hmm. and just communicating that to the world out there and helping build that brand.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I love both of those words of advice, if you would, in terms of just staying connected, seeking out those people who are building their businesses and who have a forward vision and are at that same place so that you can support each other and gain that confidence. And then also you don't have to go out and, you know, buy tens of thousands of dollars worth of advertisement, right? Start with your own blogging right on your website just to get your brand, create that image, create that place in the world as this is what I stand for and this is who I am and this is what I have to offer. So yeah, that's great. I love that. Powerful information. Thank you so much, Ken. And it's just been so great hearing about your journey from years of dedication to a single corporation to the impactful work you're now doing, making your expertise available to any corporation wanting to have its executive leadership and its teams consistently exceeding expectations. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you, Wendy. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Ken Volpert through his website. That's passioncoaching.org. And look for the blog information that he's posting there. It sounds like it's really excellent content. And sign up for one of those free consultations. Sounds like he has a lot of powerful insights and philosophies about how to really up-level leadership and create dynamic teams that are cohesive, right? Even if there is a pandemic happening. And you can find Ken through LinkedIn as well. That's Kenneth Volpert. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Ken Volpert. And as always, here's to your success.